Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Bill Van Dyke from Paradigm Mortgage. Go to paradigm.com is the website. Bill, I keep asking you back because you're providing a service to our listeners that is uniquely benefiting them. And I love the fact that it's just 10 minutes of their time to talk to you to save tens of thousands of dollars on their mortgages. Thanks again for taking your time to come in this morning.
Always happy to be here, Eric.
Well, Bill, you have a company called Paradigm Mortgage. The website is gotoparadigm.com, P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M. Right. So the key here that I'm finding is the people are listening to the show who are calling you are asking you to give them a review of what they're paying currently in an interest rate. You're telling them up front you can do better or no, you can't. And you can tell them typically that they can't in less than 5 minutes. But if they need to take a little bit of time and explain an overall situation, maybe they've got a complicated financial picture. Perhaps they've got a mortgage. Maybe they've got some debts. Maybe they're thinking about buying a second home. You can talk them through any potential solution in any direction on financing. If they're in a short sale, if they're in a difficult place financially and they need to sell the property and they're underwater, you do not offer a refinance in a short sale scenario, right? So you're not going to give them HARP financing or that kind of thing. That would be the exception to the rule. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. But anybody who's got equity in their house, anybody who's looking to refinance from a position of having some equity in their property or looking to purchase a new home, you would give them in 10 minutes a very clear idea of what it is they could save off of what they currently have or what the rate would be, most likely on what their purchase would be. And because of that, because of the commitment you have, it's kind of, hey, Eric, I'm going to make a commitment to give your clients 10 minutes of my time to give them this very straightforward mortgage review to go left, right, or center. I'm promoting that here on the show. Want you to reach out to Bill, and you can contact Bill. Bill, what's the best number for folks to call you?
301-941-1992.
Again, that number?
301-941-1992.
You listen to the show each Sunday. You listen to what I say about everything from how to buy, how to sell, and everything in between. So many of you trust me and call me and ask me to be involved in your real estate life. Thank you for doing that. I encourage you to speak with Bill if you're at all thinking about doing a refinance or purchase, and please give him a call directly. He serves the entire Metroplex, licensed in many states.
301-941-1992.
Great. Bill Van Dyke, anything else you want to chime in on today?
Rates are still low. There's some chatter about the Federal Reserve raising rates at the end of the year, so the timing is good.
Okay, great. Bill Van Dyke from Paradigm Mortgage. Go to paradigm.com for more information, or you can call him again at 301-941-1992. Thanks again, Bill. If you have the motivation to do a refinance or a purchase, or perhaps you need to sell and purchase, then it's time to build the stool of a successful sale. And you're going to really need the right craftsman to help you make that happen, and that person is your realtor. So before you choose a real estate agent to help you sell your house, you want to know what questions to ask them, and you want to prepare your house adequately for the market, but you're not really sure where to start. This is common. People don't know where to begin. Where do I start? Do I figure out what I need to do first, get my house fixed up, and then talk to the real estate agent, or do I have the real estate agent come in now, or when should I hire the realtor? Should I hire them sooner? Should I have the house ready, then interview, and then hire them, and so on? Look, your real estate agent would love to form a relationship with you early in the process. As long as you're willing to make a commitment, they would be willing to do that. Meaning, people call me all the time. They call me all the time looking for our group to help them sell or buy real estate. And we're so grateful for that opportunity. And they're at many different points in the timing process. Some are immediate. Hey, I got to sell my house. I need to meet with you now. Or I'll be back from vacation in 10 days. I want to meet with you then. Or I'm going to retire in June. I want to know what I should do to get my house ready. Or I'm going to retire in a year and a half. And then I want to know what to do to get my house ready. Everybody's got different timing angles that they need to consider when they're talking about making a move. But what I would tell you is universally the same, regardless of timing, is forging a relationship with a good real estate agent. Now, we have a home in Fairfax off of Zion in Fairfax that we've literally had listed, I want to say a year and a half I've had this listing. And we're not going to go on the market until this coming February. We met with the sellers, formalized a relationship, coached them on some of the things that they needed to do. I went back out again, gave them some other thoughts, and then we've had our stager out now as we're getting closer to give final thoughts on preparation, and we've got our photos already taken of the outside, so when we get to February, we're ready to go on the market. Everything is completely laid out and prepared. Good news. That seller made the decision, and they listened to the show every Sunday. Thank you very much, John, for listening. We make the decision with our clients that it makes sense to bring us into the mix now. We're not getting paid anything unless we sell the house. So I've got the greatest of incentives, even if I have a long listing agreement in advance, to give them advice, give you advice as you're listening, thinking, maybe I do want somebody who can come in now and we can talk about getting the house ready and give me the coaching and the staging concepts. Oftentimes I hear the people say, I just don't know, you know, the price isn't going to be the same. Well, let's not make that an issue. You know, we'll come up with a price for where the market could be right now, but we agree in writing that we're not going to put it on the market quite yet. We're going to wait until you're actually ready, and we'll agree in writing at that point what the price will be again. Meaning we'll review the comparables, decide at that point how much we want to ask in the spring of 2016. Because prices could go up, right? They could go down too, but we don't want that. We want them to go up. So you want to make sure that you bring an agent into the mix, have the good conversation, interview the realtor early in the process. Don't wait until you get to the end of the process of preparing and then bring the agent in. You've actually lost a huge ally in the process, and that's my personal conviction, 28 years in the business. And you want to interview a real estate agent, good. You want to know what questions to ask. Well, let's remember what a real estate agent does. Not only do they coach you, they really do serve you as a trustworthy guide through the pitfalls of the selling process. You know, they're going to help you through the home inspections. Have a home inspection come in on one of my properties. The buyer discovered lead paint on the door jams of the house. It was built in the 1930s. So the buyer asked for my client, the seller, to tear out the jams and replace the doors or give him a credit to do it. Well, once discovered, you then have to disclose to any future purchaser that there's an issue here. Now, rather than doing it, we had negotiated a very good price for our seller, essentially full price for this property for our seller. But the lead paint was going to ding my seller for, you know, $2,500. We counter back and we're willing to give $1,000 as a credit to the purchaser. Great. Purchaser has to decide whether they'll accept that, recognizing that they're looking at the overall package. Maybe $1,000 doesn't pay for all three doors, but the price, the value for the property makes sense anyways to accept $1,000 or to counter. Maybe they'll counter back and ask for something more. We're in the middle of that counter as I speak to you this morning. You want to find an agent who can guide you through that kind of thing, who can guide you through when is the right time to put your house on the market, not let you guide them. Let me explain what I mean. Fiduciary relationship means you want somebody who will respect you and will listen to you and honor you, right? But a professional agent should be somebody who will give you advice, tell you what they think, and try to lead you through the process based on their personal convictions. So it's funny, in my listing presentation, I use the word obedience. Is that not an archaic word to use in a business transaction? It always gets a laugh. People say, obedience? You're going to be like my dog? And the answer is, no, I won't. But you want to know that at the end of the day that I will respect your wishes. And so you're hiring me as the professional agent to tell you what I think and to guide you. You trust me to guide you through the process, I will do that. But if you don't want to go the way that I'm guiding you, then as your agent, I need to respect that and obey. Makes sense? So obedience is a good word to make it clear on the perspective of relationship. I work for you as a seller or as a buyer. I will tell you what I think, but I'll always do what you ask. So serving as a guide is a big part of being a real estate agent. Let's chat when I get back. Let's chat about identifying other great qualities of real estate agents before you hire one. Okay? Don't go away.